Anyway, this Glampipe project started at the same time as Patipan came around. So when Patipan was doing what it was doing so perfectly, there was no need for another Patipan. So our developer went on a private mission and went looking for new approaches. Or like he had his approach in his mind, and came up with a many-year project. So this is an upload tool. Originally, it was thought of as a simple upload tool to Wikimedia Commons. What it turned out to be is, as I say, a Swiss knife for data and media uploads from anywhere to anywhere. So let's see if this obeys me. So it's a pipe. So it reads data and documents from different kind of sources. It processes it, and very much in the manner of OpenRefine. We of course didn't want to reinvent OpenRefine either, so we did it differently. And it can write out to different destinations. So it's possible to use this tool online. This is also why we haven't had this available for some time. It's been possible to install it on your computer, but if you had a Mac, you needed to have a different setup. And if you had a very old Mac, you couldn't even use that setup. So my Mac was one of those old ones which needed all this special care. So we ended up then doing the online version. So it's available in these addresses. As you can see, it's also now on Wikimedia Labs, or like ToolForge, should I say. So here are the nodes that we have had time to... It's made of nodes. The idea, it's a glam pipe. Glams put stuff in the pipe, and the pipe consists of nodes, which are operations that are done to this stuff, which is either documents or data or both. And these operations are there already that have been developed over the course of this period. Of course, not everything is perfect, but as you can see, quite a few things. And it's also an open infrastructure or architecture, whatever. These nodes are modifiable. They are on GitHub, and you can create your own and add to the repository. Then there is also an editor in the system to create your own. And all of these are modifiable. They are just like models that you can put your own parameters in, and then. So here, here are the links to the addresses that you need. But don't worry, they are also in the Etherpad. Whenever all of you go to the Etherpad and write your thoughts in there, you can use them. So, yeah. Okay. It's starting time, and I've gone through my presentation now. So let's have a look. Here we have the tool itself. Wonder what we should do. Okay, I'll demo something. It's a pain. I don't know this by heart. I mean, it's something. It's an exploration. It's a trial and error for me as well. So let's see. I'm not going to do this for an hour. I'm going to show some things, and then I hope that we start talking together. You can ask questions, and then think how, because this is a thing developed for the community, for Wikimedia community. It can be used anywhere else as well. But the idea would be that this is something that anyone can modify and use for any of those upload projects that you might have. So somehow I'm baffled why this version is different. Okay, I'll create a whole new project. So these are the, this is the terminology. There's a project. And when you create a project, you need to be logged in first. Let's see. Thank you. Okay. Let's try another approach. Oh, okay. So I create the whole new project. And there, let me explain. Well, these are the three steps. It takes stuff in, it processes it, and it writes it out. So we can choose now something from the menu. So we could, of course, I don't have local files. We can read data from, for example, Wikidata. Let's see. So we create this node. Oops, very interesting. Things can be tricky. Okay. Okay, let's try another one. The whole system doesn't work. We are so happy. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just hope that they didn't update it just a minute before the it's different. Okay. Well, we'll have to think about a strategy to deal with this. Oh, which browser is this, by the way? Huh. Yeah, perhaps nobody is. Worked with. Whoa. Things have happened while. Where's Jason? Okay. Log in. So we definitely have a. Definitely have a Firefox issue. Okay. The whole new project. Oops, it has a huge amount of Wikidata Sparkle imports. New. Okay, I guess this works now. This is more tested. So what we wanted to do is to read Wikidata. So to keep it simple, the reading is done by creating the query in the query builder rather than or that just copy-pasting anything. Just, I'm not maybe in the mood to create queries unless somebody else wants to try. We also have some predefined, sorry? well, come on. If you know it by heart, please do. That will be fun because we have a lot of time. Oh, yeah. There you are. Good. I somehow didn't get the goats thing. So now I get it, as you see. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
How do you see goats in German?
I mean, you can change the language. Would it be easier? Yeah, you did already. Okay, here we are. Goals. So goals. Woohoo. I'm in as well. So they aren't goats? Okay. Oh, yeah, they are right. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Let's also maybe add an image. Or just optional. Or just. I'll tell me if I do it wrong. How do I manage with these brackets? No. No. There you go. Okay. You can write it. Okay. But I doubt that it matters. Or does it? Depends. Not there at least, but for the namespace. Yeah. Yeah, the. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's. Yeah, the WT. Ah, that part. Okay, there we go. Whew. Okay, so we can copy this into Glampipe here. And forget about that, we'll just have this finesse here, like goats. We can say that this is goats, and it appears here in the so-called node. And then we go, there we have the, oh, I heard about this today. They were asking, is it by, yeah, it is, well, there's a style error, a bug. Okay, well, here we have the entities and the image links. We could, for example, well, this is a sort of circulating stuff. So we could, for example, upload these images to Wikimedia Commons, which doesn't make sense, but but let's see what we can do. The reading the data is sort of done. I'll just have a look if there was there are no lookups here. So then we can start processing. We can, well, I'll just show them all. So file operations, what we have here, this is, yeah, the checksums are for Wikimedia Commons uploads, that we have images and we can check if they are, we first need to create the checksum in order to check whether the file is in the Commons or not. So in order to upload stuff to Wikimedia Commons, which I might show, or it would be a possible demo, but I'll just show things around. So one would have to create several nodes. One of them is this checksum. And then downloading a file. Here we could do that, maybe. We can take this URL, this EMG, and then have this to fill in the settings. This, you know, this on the left they are parameters, and on the right they are settings. They are two different things. Yeah. So for the name of the file, we can choose different how to name the file that we download. We can use the document ID in Glampipe, or use the last, or like the file name on of the link, or use another field in the records, or just create one's own from combining the data in this. So we'll just do whatever, just to get the images. Ah, I didn't have a look how many we have. We have 142. They are going to be, now we have three. I wonder if we how we kill this, kill the goats. Yeah, you're right. But I'm not sure if it works. Yeah, that's true. I should have been more careful with goats. Okay. Okay, let's see if I... No, it started. Wow, something's happening. Oh, they were small goats. Maybe. Okay, let's see. I hope that it can run in the background. We can see what else we have here. So, files. We can do these downloads. This download is essential for uploading. So we can also upload from the web, but very often we have stuff on the local computer. Actually, as you can see here in the first reading section, that you can read data from your local computer as well. So you can read a directory of files and then work on that metadata and the files and then send them off. Okay, let's see more. Downloading and encoding. What do you actually? I didn't do this. So what is base 64 encoding needed for? Okay. Okay. So file types are read as part of these downloads. I remember. Yeah. And also some library stuff that I know really nothing about. So we can do lookups. We can, for example, see if this item, whether it be text or this UNIF lookup is for the Finnish National Library aggregator, Finna. It makes lookups there. The commons lookup is checking against the checksum and returning the value whether it finds the file or not. And then it can look up, you can make a query inside this GLAM pipe and save it as another collection. So this set of items is called a collection, and then you can create another one. You can take it as a subset, or you can read some other external data and make lookups from there. You could, for example, extract all the artists from the data set and then sort of normalize that and then do lookups based on that. So, and these might be something, well, and link checker also makes checks whether links are okay or not. Wikidata lookup is, this one here is now perhaps maybe just a demo, because this same lookup system could be used to retrieve any value from Wikidata, but this only returns the latest revision date, is it? And therefore it sort of checks whether it exists or not, but it could also look up any property. So I wonder if we can work on the 62 downloaded goats. Right. So it's nice to continue after the OpenRefine presentation, because we have a node for OpenRefine reconciliation as well. So we can use the API that was mentioned, and it's just a very basic one. I think it has some more elaborate ways of let's see if I can work on this at the same time. So this is finding the field to match, and it would be nice if it was something textual. Here I can see if I'm displaying all the fields. So not okay. Not anything textual, really. The sorry. Okay. Hey, come here. Come here, Mr. on the stage. Come on. Yes. Please. Let's do that. Tell me what you're thinking. I'll try to guide you to. Ah, yeah, to get, yeah. We might have to sort of restart it to be able to work on it. Yeah.
What?
Star. Ah, yeah. Yeah, just identify them. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Sorry. Ah. Oh yeah, yeah. I'll take the just. So we don't want to be stuck with goat images anymore. Yeah. So, what I'll do. Oh, well, it downloaded 94 files and it stopped. Is it? Yes. So maybe we'll keep it. But we don't have. But for each wiki data ID, we could to the label. Well, the labels are too difficult for me. Okay. Let me see. So maybe we just saw this download stuff and then we'll just get rid of it and make a new one. I just for to be on the safe side, I'll start a new one because there might be some trash left behind. So, okay. Testing again. Okay. So let me think. We now have we are going to make another wiki data import, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah. There. There. And there. Okay. So here we have. Yeah. Excuse me for the thick underline. It's not part of the style. Yeah. Okay, and for these, we were going to make lookup data, wiki data. Maybe we'll just, for the fun of it, see if these wiki data items exist in wiki data. So, Q, wiki data ID field. And yeah, we'll get the revision numbers for them, actually, so. And so we have no settings, and then we run. It runs a little bit faster, but not so fast anyway. And so if somebody's very interested, there's a good job to be done with maybe elaborating this node to look up other stuff as well. So here we have the revision. Is it revision ID and date? Yeah. Okay. Then the other one was to try the reconciliation. Oh, let me think. So, of course, label, we need to see. Yeah, this is fine. There. And sorry again for the style. And here, yeah, we can restrict it to a class, but I won't. And let's see what happens. It's doing its job. Takes a bit of time, but just enough to.
Figure out these, yeah, I think mm-hmm. It's quite encouraging that it does take a bit of time here because yeah. It's figuring out how to match the label
yeah.
to the item, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad it's doing its job.
Question?
Good.
Is it faster if you do it on your computer?
No, this seems no. much faster. My computer is 10 years old.
And on a new computer?
Perhaps, could be. On a supercomputer, it's super fast. Right. Okay, while waiting, we have the opportunity to peek into these export options. So we could write CSVs, and we don't have to wait. We can create quick statements files. And and I'll skip it. And here are different ones, but the one that is interesting is the Wikimedia Commons upload. And I don't know, of course, now we have the time, we could maybe spend some time to try out a a Commons upload, like from getting some textual data, downloading the image, doing the checksum, and then mapping the metadata into the templates, and then uploading the whole stuff. I've tried it; it works. Yeah, and then there will be a sort of meta node. We'll have to think about names, what is best for it. But that it's a package that has this bundle of these operations in one node, so that you click that I want to do this Wikimedia upload, and it creates a pile of these operations, and then you just tweak them, and then you're done. Right, so we have found matches. Let's go and see what's happening there. Oh, here they are. Okay. Well, now it's sort of obvious. It has found out that these are all paintings with one. I think this is this confidence or like this number, because we don't have the header row. Yeah, what we had here was the. No, actually, this style is problematic. It's just broken. So yeah. So in a way, this is a row. There's this ID, and the title, and the type, and the confidence, and the ID. Yeah, because for an ID, it also finds an ID, and this for the label, it finds the ID. So. Weren't we looking for IDs? I'm not sure.
Starting with the label to get the ID. So I think, we were starting with the label to get the ID.
Yeah,
it looks
yeah.
like it's succeeded by the looks of things. I mean, it looks like it's worked.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So what else should we... Oh, then we should go to see what we can do with the quick statements. It's again another one with broken style, which makes my heart break, but we'll see. Okay. Here we can now pick up the. We'll see what it was. It doesn't have a label, but we'll think that it's. What do you think? Match or result? Match. And we'll say that the property, well, it's LN in Magnus's terms.
That's correct, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, and then what we have there is the Q label as the value. Isn't it right? So we can add a qualifier and a source. But let's just do this. So here, da-da-da. We can try it for one.
Probably not that one, because I think it had the have the label.
Sorry.
It's not the second one, because I think it wants the label, but yeah, that'd be the one, I think.
Okay.
That might actually be quick. I've had trouble with quick statements one at the minute. There's quick statements two now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it has worked. So there's something in my thinking that is not right. But let's.
Oh, it's got export all at the top as well.
Though. Oh yeah, yeah. I was just wanting to try one, but let's see. Now there's something not working right. We'll report this, but. It has worked.
It's probably a simple one to fix, it looks like.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so it's pretty straightforward. And it goes into this interface of quick statements and sort of imports the commands as it would ordinarily do. And then you can run it. So it's a way to go around the whole trouble of creating an upload bot for the time being. Well, we can explore it further, but I think this does the job for quite some time. Right. We do have time. So if you would like, we could check out the Wikimedia Commons upload, or is it something that interests you in general? Yeah. Okay. So I'll start again. Not to have some stuff left from behind. So upload to commands. Okay, let me think. Let's think together. So where do we find proper data that we want to find? Well, we could do, for example, a Flickr or Internet Archive import, and then the three key online sources that we use is the Finnish finna.fi. I was actually today making a query of files, pictures depicting Berlin. It wasn't that they weren't so many. Which might be good in that sense. So here you are, subjected to some Finnish. Bear with me. And narrowing down to images with available ones. And also images that are, I think there was a, it's still 500. To have a photo, photograph, 50 photographs. Okay, so nothing very spectacular though, but we can upload to beta as well rather than the production server. And here we can copy the query. And maybe take two pages only. It's actually 40, not 50. And we could also narrow down by the licenses that are available on that site. There. Okay, 40 records. So for these, what we want to do is download. Pictures, isn't it? Yeah. File, operations, download, file. Get the... maybe not all. Let's see where it is. Record URL. I'm not sure. Image URL there. Okay, let's take that. Let's see. Okay. So, image, right. Do you think that, shout if you think that it's not correct. I have a really bad, yeah, never mind. Okay. This is serious, you know. Okay. Let's, maybe not. Maybe title. Let's use title. Title. Oh, batch run. Let's not batch run. Let's run for one. Oh, we can click on the link to see the image while waiting. I wonder what this is. Yeah, it does. Yeah. And these are actually military images from Finland released by the Ministry of... No, the war... Well, I can't know the name in English. Okay, so here it is. It has its local address here. And now what we want to do is to make the checksum. And what we do is checksum here, image URL download. I guess this is it. There. And we run it for this because we don't want to run it for the whole batch. So here we have the checksum. Then we again process the data. We look up if it's in commons. We look up in production, perhaps, because then we might have a chance of getting an unexpected answer. Checksum. And yeah, the outfield. Did it happen? No. And then we run it for this only. Did it happen? No. Doesn't exist. We can upload it if we want to. But maybe we'll upload it to beta. So what we add then is to export data to web, Wikimedia Commons, a little bit of language care needed. So the beta site page name, shall we choose, what do we have here? Should we go and check what the name of it is? Yeah, it's Sota-Akatemian Ovi Berliin. I guess it's fine. So we'll go back here and see. The name can be the... What was it? The title, I guess. Yeah, it was the title. Yeah. And... Oops, we forgot. Well, let's do that first. We need to create the template. So we add, we have this map metadata subtitle now. So Wikimedia Commons photograph template. And it has a bit of a work that it requires. We are not going to go through all of that unless you are interested. Or can you shout me? what should we say? Put the title, perhaps. Language, Finnish, but it doesn't exist anywhere, so we'll just write Fi. There may be errors here. For example, it might produce things that are not in the templates or used in the templates. So we have to go and fix them. And description is probably in description. Yes. And it's probably also Finnish. Permissions, we don't have a... Well, the permission field has not been prepared. Of course, if we wanted to have a wiki text permission field, we'd have to produce it from, like, combining text, like the brackets and stuff. So let's just say that, well, this is cheating, I know. But there's also, let's see, Jack. C by Y. Y. Yeah. 2.0. Here we go. Right? And source. It has to have source. Oh, this is difficult. You are record URL, I guess. Would you use actually record URL rather than the image URL? Nobody objects. Yeah. Right, institution, no institution template, no accession number. Well, perhaps there are, but let's just imagine there isn't. Whoop! What did I do? Oh, yes. Yes, good. Anyways, well, it did it for them all. Of course, it's only here locally. So we didn't add classes, for example, categories, but that's possible as well. As you can see, we could even add them. We could do this again. So now we have that. Now we can export the data to web. Upload. Whoops. Like Easter egg. Okay. To beta. Page name was title, was it? Perhaps. Wiki text is the wiki text field. Oh, do we remember this? Is in Commons Pro. Oops. File. Oops. What was the same? That was, yeah. File location image URL download. Yeah. Does it? It doesn't have a proper extension. Well, it doesn't matter in this case. So we create the node, and now we could try. Da da da. Anyone excited? Oh, 15 minutes. Oh, how can I manage to run this to the end in this time? Login failed. Okay. Did somebody, oh yes, ask for my login? I didn't notice. There we go. Export. Okay. Login failed. I wonder if I did. Oh, well, the other ones don't have a. But it's beta, so if it did fail, should we try production? Okay, now this is going out live. So how much back do we have to go? Well, we have to define this again. I wonder what the problem is. Well, there is some problem. You never know. Let's try. Export data to web. Beta production. Then we take title. And in Commons production, file location, download, file extension. Well, we won't have any. Create node. Ah, where was that? Wikitext. Ah. Okay. I'll try one first. Woohoo! Okay, let's see. There's something ugly, like red here. So, I made this cool style, thin scroll bars, which I can't take grab because they are so thin. Oh wow! Okay, should we try? Well, it did communicate. Would you like to see it there, or would you want me to prove it, or would we do that part again? Okay. So because we do have this marvelous 10-15 minutes, I think we could talk, or like and write some of that talk on our page that we have here. So what would you, where would you want this to be taken? How would you want it to develop?
The question, the standalone application is with a GUI graphical user interface. Do we have a sort of command line version or even an API, a library? Because that would be very interesting to integrate it in other tools and environments.
Yeah. Yes, we have an API, but I don't know the status of it. Whether how let's say at least well documented it is, or how functional, or whether there are any bugs. But yes, short answer yes, longer answer maybe.
Alternative answer, who to contact?
Who to contact? Yeah, good. These addresses. First of all, I would like you to see, click the link wherever you see the discussion. I think it would be better to be verbose here than just start spamming the developer, because I think then if there are people who deal with similar questions, they can help each other rather than all falling on the developer. So please, I guess just sign up in here and when you start using it. Yes.
Do you run it as an open source project? Do you accept pull requests?
You are a very good audience member. Because then the next tab here. is the GitHub repository. What one? What is? Aha. The old version of Firefox. Okay. Yeah. So here we have it. It has a couple of branches, but and you can also you're free to fork it and then develop stuff on and that then be added there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I was just wondering about the Wikidata writing stuff. Is there modules coming in for the write section at the end to actually write directly inside the tool, or is just all planned to be done in quick statements externally?
I think it's a question of, I don't know, time, resources, and stuff. I think we are sort of having I don't know, it's not a midpoint check, but it's just seeing this, putting this further, so from here on, then it depends on what people want, who would do it, and so on. I think now the sort of structure is there in place to start.
Yeah, I think it feels like it's getting. I mean, I think the other thing I'm thinking about is basically one of the major problems is managing a project. You know, like actually just repeating the task, and tracking what's happened.
Yes.
So I would love to see a metric section at the end would be a really lovely addition.
Yeah. Yeah. One would probably need to keep it from sprouting in the beginning, keep it in. Yeah. Yeah. But still also look to all the possibilities. Yeah. I wonder, what would you, like, maybe a poll, what would you want to do with this, or like, or what would be a feature you would like to see? This is, of course, this is an endless list. This is just for fun. There you go.
I just wonder, do you think the name limits your target group? Because GLAM is not an acronym that would be known everywhere. And I think this is more of a tool to upload arbitrary data into wiki projects.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, there it is. Good question. I think you are very right. I don't know what to answer right now. We sort of have branded it. I actually saw some ugly images online which had, you know, they were labeled GLAM pipe. You can see what I mean. but that can be considered. Maybe it's a community decision. Maybe it also sprouts these names. There can be instances of it. Maybe the Wikimedia instance of it is called differently. Maybe GLAMPipe is like, it's the master project and the code will be the same, be shared, but the one that lives on the Wikimedia servers could be called differently.
We would be interested to have a parsing component for established exchange formats in the metadata sector, starting with EDM, of course, Europeana, but also the established formats in the specific sections like archives, EAD, stuff like that. And that could come from the community. I really think if we pipe it in with Europeana, there would be it would be easy to solicit help and probably funds too.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear this, and I think one will just have to sort of be subjected to using and trying it out and seeing that it works, and I think it can't be only the original developer. It would be good that there are some node developers, like that would be a shared process, and then the sort of core and gluing it together might be more centrally arranged.
What time is it? One question. What about structured data commons?
Sorry?
Structured data commons.
Ah,
next big thing
on
commons.
As you can see, it's compatible. It is. It's it deals with files, it deals with data, and you tweak some parameters. Or if there is not a node that is already suited, then it's not such a big deal to change it. Yeah.
A question again.
I'm happy.
What kind of files does it support? PDF, déjà vu, YOG, or strange files, audio, video, or files for Wikisource?
I don't know if there are limits. If I would imagine that it doesn't care.
Anything common accepts.
Yeah, okay. Anything that's bits and bytes. I saw that was an involuntary movement. No, that was not a hand.
So what's your estimation for how many projects have you used it already? And
it comes from the oven. And it's barely exposable, but it's there are like real world situations that it's been used with. But as you can see, well, it's well, one just has to start. Not too much. Short answer.
Apparently, the support for Wikisource is not perfect.
Yeah,
improvable.
Okay, but I would be happy if you use the opportunity to make a comment either in the code the repository or in the group, so that
we'll look into it.
Yeah, we'll look into it. Yes. I was thinking that we might do group work, but I think we managed without. I hope you can do homework instead. seeing if there are online questions. So. You may be dismissed, is it?
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much.